CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge Tim Internet. Your net control tonight is the V4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic, bulletins, or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. And we do have quite a few pre-check-ins. We're going to go through that list first. Net Control, I'd like to recognize W4FCM. That's Fred over in Traveler's Rest. Fred's bringing with him N4IEI. That's Miss Isla. Good to have you with tonight, Fred. Tell Miss Isla we said hello. N4DJC, that's Jerry over in Anderson. Good to have you with tonight, Jerry. KC4W, that's Bill over in Anderson. Hoping he got into his tool shed by now. Hoping it got up warm enough to thaw out the door. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bill. W2MJB, that is Mark over in Simpsonville, bringing with him KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy. They are our Sunday and Monday night net controllers. Good to have you with us tonight, Mark. Tell Wendy we said hello. And KW4TS, that's Jim over in Pelzer. Good to have you with us tonight, Jim. Hope all's going well with you. KC4W, that was the other, okay, that was Bill that I was thinking about Jim when I was talking about Bill. Okay, so Jim is in Pelzer with the tool shed door that is hopefully thawed out by now. Good to have you with tonight, Jim. Sorry about that, Bill. Let's see. Do we have any brand new amateur radio operators that have never checked into a net before and aren't really sure about the protocol and would like to learn a little bit more about checking into nets? This is your opportunity. Just throw out your call sign and I'll come back to you and we'll get you checked into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. Any brand new amateur radio operators that have not checked into a net that would like to learn the protocol, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like we don't have any tonight, but we should be getting more with the test sessions that are opening up. We should be getting more and more all the time. We don't have any EchoLink stations at the moment, so we're going to move right into the RF section of the net. Tonight being Monday night, we're going to start with Echo Through Hotel. Stations with the first letter of suffix are called. It begins with letters E through H. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, anybody, Echo Through Hotel, first letter of suffix you call begins with letters E through H, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, just turning on to the radio, making sure I can hear myself, making sure I'm getting out. All right, we'll go ahead and move on to the India through Lima group. Stations with the first letter of suffix that call begins with letters I through L, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW, I believe I can answer that question for you. This is Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Fox, Trot, Oscar, and I'm James, up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, though, when saying 73 for each one of you.
W4DJW. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
W. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See you in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Miss Amy. Hope both of you are well. Good evening to all on the net. We have no traffic, no comment. Thanks for calling that, Dave.
4DJW. And Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. This is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, so I'll stick around for a comment.
JW. Oh, India 4, Lima Zulu, India. KI4LZI. Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round tape.
Okay, there's a good group. Looks like I was getting out. Appreciate that, James, for coming back to me. Let me know at least my audio signal was going out with the carrier. That control like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James. He's over in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Good to have you with tonight, James. You sounded good as usual. KK4JBQ, that's Larry. Bring with him KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. You sounded good tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. Do appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. W4IOE, that's Sid. He's over in Fletcher, North Carolina. By the way, he calls the net every Sunday on 14664. Every Sunday at 8 o'clock, 14664, with a PL tone of 91.5. Be sure and check in with Sid. Sundays at 8, 14664, PL tone 91.5, and right after their net, there's a slow scan TV net. So if you're interested in learning that technology, there you go. Meet Sid at Sunday at 8, and he'll show you how to do that. Or he'll after the net, they'll show you how to do that. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope you guys are staying safe. Next, I'd like to recognize KO4JKV. That's Duncan over in Asheville. Duncan, I've got you down for comments. We will be back to you in a little bit. Appreciate you taking the time to be here this evening. KI4LZI, that's Andy. He's over in Table Rock. You're sounding good as usual, Andy. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Stay safe. Any other stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like we got that group. We'll bump it on up to the Mike through Papa group. Station with the first letter, a suffix, or call that begins with letters M through P. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
JW. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walton Inman. I'll be negative, negative.
Kilo 4, Oscar, Tango, Whiskey, James, and Anderson. Negative and a negative.
For DJW. Please check in and out. K4OSH. Kilo 4 Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
Okay, there's another really good group. Next, I'd like to recognize KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. She's bringing with her KK4DMW. That's Rick. And KM4MOQ. That's Miss Michelle. They're all located over in Piedmont. Good to have you this night, Lorena. You're sounding good. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Hope you guys are staying safe. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. And K4OIM, that's Walt. He's over in Edmond. You're sounding good as usual, Walt. Do appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. And KD4OTW, that's James down in Anderson. James, you're in full quieting, full scale. You're sounding good. Appreciate you being on the radio this evening. Good to have you with us. K4OSH, that's Pat. He's over in Malden. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Pat. I pinged Johnny just to make sure he was still alive, and he is. Just thought you might want to know. I haven't talked to him in quite a while. Seems as though he's been extremely busy. Anyway, appreciate you being with us tonight, Pat. Hope all's going well with you. Take care. Stay safe. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll move right along to the Quebec through Tango group. Stations with the first letter suffix they're called begins the letters Q through T. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
For DJW. And Kilo November 4, Romeo, Juliet November, John and Edmund, and I'll hang around.
DJW. November 2, Sierra, Uniform Bravo. N2SUB, Jim in South Greenville, negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on board.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize KN4RJN. That is John. He's over in Edmond. I got you down for comments. John, we will be back to you in just a little bit. Good to have you back home. And N2SUB. That's Jim. He's over in South Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Jim. You're sounding good. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Looks like we got that group. We'll move to the Uniform through Zulu group. Station with the first letter suffix or call that begins with letters U through Z. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW.
Please check in, Kilo 4, Victor, Kilo, November, K4VKN, Allen in Piedmont, and we'll be negative and negative. Good evening to everybody on the net.
NW?
Yes. Dave, please check in, Kilo 4, Zulu X-ray, K4ZZX. This is Steve. We're over here at the base of Parris Mountain in beautiful Greenville County tonight. We're negative and negative. 73's to you and all on the net.
NW. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Name is Tommy. Location Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Doctor, please check in Kilowatt 4, Yankee November Golf. Okay, 4YNG, Fletch. We'll be around.
W. Kilo X-ray 4, Yankee Mike, Scott, Constay, negative and negative, and I will be listening at the end.
Okay, there's another good group. Net Control like to recognize K4VKN. That's Alan over in Piedmont. You're sounding good tonight, Alan. Appreciate you being here. And K4ZZX, that's Steve. He's over south or at the base of Parris Mountain. Good to have you with us, Steve. Hope you're doing well. K4XB, that's Tommy in southern Greenville County. You're sounding good tonight, Tommy, as well. Appreciate you being here. K4YNG, that's Fletch over in Easley. Got you down for comments, Fletch. We will be back to you in just a little bit. KX4YM, that's Scott. He's over in Greenville. Good to have you with us, Scott. Hope all's going well with you. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Any other stations, uniform through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we're moving on into the patient group, the Alpha through Delta group, the last station on for Monday nights, the check-in and the group listing of Alpha through Zulu. So Alpha through Delta stations, the patient group, it's your turn. Call W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
JW. Good evening, Dave. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right up there. 73s.
JW. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, UIQ, David in Easley, no traffic, no comment, 73's to you and everybody on the net.
Please check in November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar, N4AHO, this is Doug in Walhalla, no traffic, no table, 73 to the net.
Okay, it's good that you came back, Doug, because David did beat you out. So, and it was almost a perfect double. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4AOW, that's David, he's over in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. You sounded good as usual. And KB2BYQ, that's David, he's over in Easley. You won the double, David. Hands down, sounds good. Appreciate you being with us tonight. And N4AHO, that's Doug, over in Walhalla with good intuition, because didn't know who you were, Doug, until you came back. So appreciate you coming back, and we appreciate your persistence. And hope you're doing well, staying safe. Any other stations, let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Foxtrot Hotel Juliet. Gene and Taylor's negative and negative, over.
W4DJW, please check in WB4, Fox Echo, Echo Dan, over in northern Simpsonville. Good evening, Dave, and everybody on the net. And Dave, just check me in and out tonight, pleasure. Thank you.
W4DJW, Ken Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry and Chandler, all will stick around.
JW, Ken November 2, Oscar Golf, Scott in Greenville. Check me in and out, please.
Okay, Nick Control, I recognize W4FHJ. That's Gene, sounding good from Taylor's tonight. Good to have you tonight, Gene. Hope you're doing well. WB4FBE, that's Dan in Northern Simpsonville. Sounding good from Northern Simpsonville, Dan. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. KC4EZN, that's Harry over in Candler. Got you down for comments, Harry. We will be back to you in just a little bit. And N2OG, that's Scott from Greenville. Good to have you tonight, Scott. You're sounding good as well. Any other stations before we shut down the formal portion of the net all the way through the alphabet? If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W. Open the door. K4ROW, Rich and Grable. No traffic, no round table.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize K4ROW just walking in the door. Just slid in right there under the wire. Richard, appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. Hope you're doing well. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the RAG2 portion of the net with periodic stops between RAG2s for check-ins. And the first one up on the stump this evening is KO4JKV. That's Duncan. He's over in Asheville. Duncan, it's your turn. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Thank you, and thanks for calling the net. Just wanted to share that I had a good past weekend this whole year. Almost seems like it didn't really count because obvious reasons, but my wife talked me into going down to visit her family in North Central Florida, and it was a good time. It's different down there. The social, vibe, you'd say, is a lot freer, and it felt like a really good vacation. And then we were heading back today. I found a screw in my tire, so at 8:30 this morning I had to plug my tire, but her dad had an air compressor that made things easy. But as I headed back through, I was able to hit this repeater, passing through Greenville about 6:30, and while I was down there, I got to get into some repeaters. But no big news. I just wanted to share that I had a really good weekend, and I hope everyone else did, and I hope you have a really good new year. And, 73 to everyone.
Okay, Duncan, well, we do appreciate you sharing that with us. I think a lot of us are getting cabin fever and would like to get out for a little bit like that from time to time. We do that. We've got in-laws that are down in Florida, and we haven't been down there yet. We're still being cautious, especially with the peak coming around again. But glad that you enjoyed that. Hope all is well. Hope you stay safe. Hope you didn't pick up anything down there unintended. But sorry to hear about the tire. I've got one tire similar to that, too. It goes down about once a month. I have to put air in it. You've got an air compressor over there, and it's good to have that air compressor because, yeah, it's a pain. It would be a pain to have to do it with a bicycle pump. Anyway, good to have you tonight, Duncan. Stay safe. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
AW. 4 Bravo, Delta, Mike. Roger, Jim and Taylor. I'll be negative, negative.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KO4BDM. That's Jim, sounding good from Taylor's this evening. Good to have you with tonight, Jim. Stay safe. Appreciate you being here. Next one up on the stump this evening is KN4RJN. That's John. He's over in Inman. John, it's your turn. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
DJW, KN4RJN. What's going on in your world, David?
Well, I had planned on taking vacation at the end of the year, but my boss asked me if I'd work, they have extended our ability to take vacation all the way through March. So if you didn't get it, so that means I got 3 weeks I got to take between January 1st and March. So what that means is my days are just like every other day, still working. How about you? How'd your day go?
Near as productive as I wanted to be, but then most days I'm not. But I did manage to find some things that I'd misplaced and found the cable so I can move my programming for this radio from the old computer to the new computer, and change some of the stations and add a few in and that sort of thing, but searched all over for the stupid thing, and it was in the drawer where I put it, hiding under something else. But anyway, we got that taken care of, paid a few bills, got a few things taken care of online that I needed to take care of, and other than that, it's been a quiet day here in Lake Wobegon, and the dog is curled up on her bed asleep and probably snoring, and other than that, nothing much going on.
Well, are there any developments on the estimated departure for Greensboro date?
closing date on that house, January 27th, but we haven't even put this house on the market yet, so I'm not sure when exactly we're going to do that, probably somewhere in the vicinity of mid-January or thereabouts, possibly not even till after the closing on the house up there, and then we're going to start moving things slowly up there, so I'll still be around for a month or so anyway.
Well, that's good. We're going to hate to lose you. I'm going to have to try to get a beefed up EchoLink solution working. Steve did that for a while when he moved up to South Dakota, but I guess where he was living in South Dakota, the EchoLink got to be kind of flaky, so he kind of dropped it after a while. But he used to call this net on, I think we used to alternate on Saturdays, but I'm not sure. Or maybe he worked, maybe he did with Joy on Tuesday. I can't remember. But he did it for a while, but then it kind of tapered off. But anyway, maybe we'll get you a super version of EchoLink so that you can continue to do that. Hate to see you guys move off, but I understand.
I was checking in from up in Greensboro on EchoLink. I was using my phone, and there was, I don't know if it was buffering or what it was doing. Every once in a while it would cut out, but then when it would cut back in, it cut back in on the same syllable that it cut out on when somebody was talking. So I think maybe it was buffering and just, you know, the signal couldn't quite process through there for a while. But I have never heard that on my computer when I've talked on my computer on EchoLink. So I'll hook up the speakers and the microphone and try it that way. And I'll see if I can hit Mount Mitchell repeater from there. And if I can, we'll figure out how to link Mount Mitchell to this repeater. And we've got the guy's contact information. And if I can do it that way, we'll drive on.
Yeah, that would be nice. We've got to get the other repeater up there to be able to do that and his permission as well, right? But we don't have the other repeater up there yet. The repeater that's up there on the mountain right now doesn't have that capability, but the new one does. We could probably fix it up like that for the net every once in a while, or even have it on a timer to get fixed up like that. But if he gives permission to do that, and the people up there are, they don't have anything else going on. But, so I guess the drama of, Saturn chasing Jupiter over the cliff has all passed now.
Didn't get a chance to look at him this evening, but Saturn was lagging behind Jupiter, and now it's in front of it. They're still fairly close together. It's an interesting thing to see, but yeah, the convergence was actually the 21st, I guess, and. Mark and Wendy and their son came over, and I got a scope out, and we watched that for a while, and then we looked at Orion for a while and the moon for a while, and caught a few things in there, so and they had a good time, so yeah, that's there's still more things to see in the sky, but the peak of the meteor shower, the Gemnids, I went out to check on that night at peak, and it was completely clouded over, socked in, couldn't see anything, so missed that one, but there's another one coming here, so there'll always be another one.
Well, I've been trying to learn how to use the stitching software that came with the DJI Spark drone, and so I've been taking pictures right before the sun comes up and right after the sun goes down from 400 feet above the ground. And trying to get stars in that picture. But it's hard to get stars. It's hard for a little camera lens to pick up stars and take pictures of them. I guess you need a really good magnification to be able to do that.
Really, really long exposure to get pictures of stars because the light is just so dim. And especially in our suburban environment, you've got enough light. That's one of the things that people said the moon landing was fake because there were no stars in the background. But you've got to hold that camera pretty still for a long, long time to get stars to show up. So, but in any event, I've actually got a telescope that tracks. Well, you can set it on a star and it'll track it, and then you can set a camera on it. and take a really long exposure while the thing's moving so that you get a clear picture instead of a streak. But, yeah, if you leave the camera lens up, the shutter open long enough to get an exposure of the star, what you're going to get is a streak, because in that amount of time, the Earth will move.
That being mounted on a multi-rotor, that's like four egg beaters being attached to the camera while you're leaving the lens open. It would just be a blurry dot, I believe, if you were able to keep the lens open that long. You can't set the shutter speed. You can't change it significantly, but if, you know, because it's got four egg beaters attached to it, you can't change it by much.
Just holding the shutter open, you'd have to hold that drone absolutely perfectly still, which kind of makes you wonder what kind of gyros they have in the Hubble to get it to hold still long enough to get the pictures that it gets. But they worked it out, but then they spent $1 billion doing it. So I doubt you or I either one have that kind of money.
Well, they do have really, really good software and they do have gyros on the camera. So the drone can be whipping around and moving back and forth. And it's kind of like, I don't know if you've ever held the body of a chicken and you move it around and his head just stays still. you can compare the drones to the drone's camera to the head of a chicken, and you're moving the body of the chicken around and the head just stays put. It does the same thing. So it's really, really good software and good motors to do that. Plus the when puffs of air hit the multi-rotor itself, it's able to sense that and reduce one rotor blade RPM and increase another so that it diminishes the effect of a burst of wind that hits it greatly, greatly diminishes it. So that combined with a really good gimbal on the camera, you could leave it open, but it's the tiny vibrations that do get through that would turn your star into fuzz.
Yeah. Well, you could get a pretty good shot of the moon, especially this evening. I think it's full or almost full, and it's fairly clear. So drag your drone out and see if you can get a good shot of the moon.
I did that yesterday. It wasn't intentional. It came into field of view. It was big enough. It was out there that I saw. I think I heard a KI-4. I think that might be Al. It's wanting to check in. Let me give a break for any other stations all the way through the alphabet that I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Mike, November, how you doing? I just want to check in. Sometimes I know I got a signal. Sometimes I don't. It's handy talking. Like I said, you never know what you're going to get, but... yeah, it's full moon. My cat's acting crazy, so it must be a full moon. It's acting like that.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KI4MLN. That's Al over in Malden. Got you checked in, Al. Yeah, you got the K and the I in before it dropped out last time. This time it stayed up the whole time, so you got that handheld working now. And yeah, I think it was, I don't know if it's a full moon or not. I know there was a lot of it in the picture that I took, not tonight, but the one I took yesterday. It was in the east, right as the sun was going down. Right as the sun was setting in the west, the moon was over in the east. So I got a good picture of that. But I didn't do any extended shutter trial or anything like that. It was actually multiple photos in an array of a panorama that's a spherical panorama. But what else you got for us tonight, John? Anything else going on over in Edmond?
Not really, but I just checked. It will be full tomorrow. It's 99% today, but it will be a full moon tomorrow, last one of the year. So now might be your chance to get your drone out and get a good shot of the full moon.
Well, if I continue doing what I've been doing, I do like 30 minutes before sun up and 30 minutes after sundown. And that gives you... That makes it to where you can still land. There's still enough light that you can see where you are to land. But you go much deeper than that into the night or earlier into the morning and fly at your own risk. Right? It's kind of hard to see. Anyway, appreciate you hanging around for the Rack 2 portion of the net this evening, John. Take care. Stay safe. Looking forward to doing it again the next time. any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Kilowatt Foxtrot 4, Romeo Victor Hotel. My name is JD. I live in Berea with no traffic and no round table.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize KF4RVH. That's JD over in Berea. You're sounding good tonight, JD. Appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. And the next one up on the stump this evening is K4YNG. That's Fletch. He's over in Easley. Fletch, it's your turn. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
DJW and my friends on the net, good evening from K4YNG at Camp Barker here in Easley. Fantastic discussion about the stars tonight. I used to look at the stars for a living. I looked at them through a sextant that was attached to an airplane, and the airplane would oscillate in a 2-minute orbit, and we would focus the sextant on a particular star for 2 minutes and then take a reading to get a line of position. How many different stars are you familiar with?
I don't have any of them memorized. I can pick out the North Star, and I can find the Little Dipper, and I can find where the bottom pan of the Little Dipper is pointing, or no, the Big Dipper is pointing to. But not a whole lot more than that. I can use an iPad, though, and find. I got an app on an iPad that you can hold up in the air, and it'll tell you where the planets are as you scan around. I don't think it'll tell you where, like, Alpha Centauri is, or where the center of the Milky Way is or anything like that. But for navigation purposes, yeah, that's something that's out of my field of expertise, Fletch.
About that application, could you share with me what that app is?
Yeah, it's been a while since I pulled it up, but I could look it up. Or you can just go into the App Store and Google stars, or not Google, you know, search in the App Store for stars, and there's a ton of them out there that'll do that. Yeah, all you do is start that app, and you hold your iPad up in the sky, and as you turn around, as you rotate, it moves like you're looking through it, and you're seeing the stars behind it, but it puts a label on the star so you can read it. Pretty clever application.
This will be fantastic. I'll have to get in the app icon and look that up. I used to shoot the stars for a living when I was an instructor navigator. We used 56 stars, including planets, moon, and sun, to determine lines of position. But we didn't have any sophisticated iPhones and stuff. We just had to know where they were and knew that the Big Dipper pointed directly towards the North Star, and the main stars in the Big Dipper were Doobie, Alioth, and Alcate. And we worked our way around the sky that way. And it was a lot of fun. So different uses for peeking at the stars, I guess. I'm fascinated with what you all are doing, and that's something very new to me, and would like to learn more about it.
So, Fletch, while you were talking, I looked it up on my iPad. Now, keep in mind, my iPad is one that I purchased when iPads first came out, and I never upgraded. So it's old. It is really old. But the app that I got way back then was called Skyview, SkyView. Skyview, all one word. There's probably a lot better ones out now than then, but that's probably something, that's a search that would get you started. That's wonderful, though. You can do it on your phone, too. You can get those apps for your smartphone or for your tablet.
NG. Well, thanks a lot. That's good to know. I'll have to get in there and check those out. It's been a long time back in the 60s since I did that. After I got out of the military, I carried a accident with me. My wife and I both got certified to bareboat charter, and we had to do it in different boats so that we were not dependent on each other. But I carried my sextant with me so that if we ever lost power, I could sail my way home with the stars, sun and moon, and if the GPS failed, I could still get home. Wanted to mention a couple other things here. And a Jinx Christmas present that I bought a set of these little flares, rotating flare things that you can attach to the side of your car or use for an emergency. And I bought them to give away two Christmases ago. And we kept losing the darn things and found them again for this year and then forgot to take them to my daughter's house when we gave out presents. So they're still here for their third year. Oh, me. Let's see, one other thing I wanted to mention. Lost the use of my legs about 6 years ago now. And so I have a hospital bed. And this morning the bed broke. The head part wouldn't raise up and the feet part wouldn't go up or down. And I've got a lift that raises me up out of the bed and puts me in my wheelchair. And so I had to struggle up and call for emergency service. And I was real lucky. They came out within an hour and brought me a new bed, so that I was able to get back in there and raise my head up and down again. But it was a plastic cover on the motor and was held down with a little piece of wire, and kind of a cheap rig, but it was easy to break. Let's see, let me mention one other thing to you. When I first retired, I spent 15 years rescuing border collies. And then when I lost my wheels, I had to step down a little bit. I've got a little King Charles Cavalier Spaniel. There's 13 pounds. He's black and tan and loves to play ball like border collies did. And they'll play ball with you just as long as you can toss it. I use a little grabber that I can pick it up from my wheelchair, and he'll push it with his nose right up to the grabber. Then I'll throw it down the hall, and he'll do that till my arm wears out. And I got another one that I rescued back at Hurricane Katrina. He's 18 years old now. He's deaf, just barely see, and still lives a good life. And so we're taking care of him. So I got one black and tan spaniel that's really my wife's lap dog, my old rescue, and then I got my computer and my good old radio here to keep me company. So it's been a real pleasure being with you guys tonight. Enjoyed the discussion and look forward to a little more. Kindest regards to all my friends. 04DJW, K4YNG.
Well, Fletch, while you were talking, I did pull up that app and I looked to see where Jupiter and Saturn are. And they're 29 degrees over the horizon now since the sun went down. Sun went down around 5:35, somewhere around then. And they've been continuing to go down below. And this app will let you see right through the planet Earth. It can see through the Earth. It doesn't care. but down there, 29 degrees to 40 degrees past the horizon, as things start number, the angular distance starts going in the negative direction once you hit the horizon, then Venus is down there, the Sun is down there, Mercury is down there, and at minus 29 degrees, Saturn is behind Jupiter. So they have lined up again. They're just 29 degrees under the horizon. So you can't see them unless you, like, go around somewhere. Well, and then I don't know if they'd still be under the horizon. But anyway, that's a fun app. Sky View. Load it up on your phone or load it up on your tablet. You know, I'm sure you'll enjoy that. It still works. Appreciate you hanging around and glad to hear that you're still playing with the dogs. I know the Border Collies are a really, really smart animal. Very, very in tuned to their humans. But I used to have German Shepherds like you used to have Border Collies. And I love them as much as you love those Border Collies. And I miss them. But I just don't have enough land now to, I mean, German Shepherds take land. They take lots and lots of land to raise them so that they can run. Because when they run fast. They run for miles. They don't run for blocks. But they're fun animals to have. I just got a little tiny party Yorkie now. And she's a handful, but 9 years old now, I think. 9 or 10 years old, maybe. Anyway, we love our fur babies. Anyway, appreciate you being with us tonight, Fletch. Take care. Enjoy. Stay safe. Stay away from that COVID. Good to have you with us this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Four net,
Blue Ridge 2-meter
net.
Okay, Nick Control, I'd like to recognize KV4NC. That's Gabriel. Haven't heard you on here in a long, long time, Gabriel. Good to hear you on my radio. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Happy New Year to you as well, and stay safe. Let's see who's next on the stump this evening. It is KC4EZM. That's Harry's over in Candler. Good to have you with us tonight, Harry. It's your turn up on the stump. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, KC4EZ, and am I getting into the repeater nicely?
You are. You're full scale and almost full quieting. Very, very close to it. Easy copy.
Okay, thanks. I dug out another old radio. My ICOM has a tone problem. It works on this repeater without any problem, but some reason the tones are turned off. So I dug out my wife's old radio. You don't hear her on the radio anymore, but she keeps her license current. It's a Kenwood TH215A, which is probably at least 35 years old. And looking in the book, I've got it on low power, which book says it's putting out approximately a half a watt. So a little bit of white noise is tolerable at that rate. Anyway, not going to say a whole lot here. I'll listen to the rest of you. The conversation was fascinating. We got out and saw the
conjunction or whatever they're calling it, and took a picture with my camera and my cell phone, and my camera is not a good nighttime camera. I took a picture in all of its modes, and I can say I took a picture of it. I guess about all I can say. I've got a big black spot with a little tiny bright spot in the middle. But anyway, that's all kind of interesting. This flying the drone is fascinating. We had a gentleman come out to our scout camp a couple of years ago and give a demonstration, and he had his 2995 drone, which I've got one of those. Somebody gave it to me, and it's kind of like trying to catch a housefly and put a string on its leg. I've done that with a June bug, but never a housefly, but that's about how it flies. And then he had one of the $3,000 ones had it outfitted with all the goodies on it, and he basically, the thing's sitting there on the ground, and he's tapping on his tablet, and the next thing you know, the thing flies up, and then it starts to fly a pattern. And, you know, that's all he's doing is touching his tablet. He's flying it that way. And then the neat thing he said it would do was on search and rescue, he could fly it out to its range and then turn the control over to somebody else with another tablet or controller that was set up like his, and they could take it even further, which I thought was fascinating. But anyway, it was really neat to listen to that and listen to you guys talk, especially listening to Fletch talk about figuring out where he was at with the sexton. That's always fascinated me, and I know almost close to zero from the negative side about how those things work, but just fascinating. We're staying in, staying safe. I figure after we got through the weekend, the two opportunities I had for exposure, I evidently didn't get it, so we're just going to keep it there and be as safe as we can. We don't talk to you again, Dave. We wish you Happy New Year, and turn it back to you, W4DJW, KC4EZM.
KC4EZN, W4DJW, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, Harry, as I was studying for my Part 104 FAA license, which is a remote pilot license, which you have to have if you're going to in any way ever get reimbursed for flying for any reason, like doing surveys, like surveying the land and measuring the height above average terrain of things that are out there, or doing construction sites. Time-lapse photography, stuff like that. There's a lot you can do. But as I was studying that, I did learn that the reason that I really stopped my development of drone software and hardware was because they put a rule on it saying you had to have an eyeball line of sight. And that just, I wanted to fly much further than that. Like you said, fly it to one place, let somebody else pick it up, fly it to another place. Well, as I was studying my Part 107, I learned that they have allowed for that. You can actually do that as long as you have spotters all along the way that can watch it. You can fly it a long distance and leave your line of eyesight, and as long as there's a spotter that it's within their line of eyesight, which is what that other station was that you were talking about, picking it up from him flying it so far and then picking it up and carrying it the rest of the way. Or you can set up a route for it to fly. And as long as they're down there, they don't even have to have anything, you know, to fly it themselves. They just have to be there to tell you, you know, and you can use amateur radio. Say, yeah, I see it. It's overhead. It's headed east, just like you programmed it, right? As long as that's there and that's happening, then you're covered. So I'm going to get back into it. I decided I've been away from it long enough. Poured too much of all of my time into work all the time. Going to start pouring some more time back into my hobbies again. Anyway, glad to hear you didn't get the COVID, right? You quarantined and came out of it without any positive results for being infected. So that's great. Do appreciate you hanging around for the RagChew portion of the net. And Take care, stay healthy, stay safe. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, if I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Kilo Foxtrot 4, Delta Lima Tango. My name's Al, Alpha Lima. I'm portable and easily, and I'll be negative and negative.
Like you got another excellent net going on, sir. That should be no surprise. Anyway, if you would, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. Name is Mike, at home in Simpsonville, finally. If you would, no traffic, no comments tonight, Dave. 73 to you and everyone on net.
Okay, Nick, control act recognized. KF4DLT, that's Al, who is portable. You're sounding good on the portable, by the way, Al. From Easley, take care, stay safe. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. And AK4HR, that's Mike over in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mike. Hope you're doing well. Happy New Year. Good to have you with us tonight. One last call before we shut down the net, all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Good evening, Dave. How you doing? Please check in Kilo November 4, Uniform Bravo Golf, TN4 UBG. Kevin, I'll be over here and bouncing in, be negative and negative, 73 is viewing, everybody on the net, and to let you know, I finally got my tree cut down, Dave, finally, about 24,000 pounds of force later, started cutting on that joker Sunday, notched it, cut the back of it. And my 12,000-pound winch would not pull that joker over. Had to rely on my buddy down the street. But we got it on the ground, and hopefully here within the next month or so, I will actually start my tower project. Back to you, Dave.
Okay, Nick, I'd like to recognize KN4UBG. That is Kevin. He's up in Fountain Inn. Good to have you as night, Kevin. Glad to hear your tree project is wrapping up so that your tower project can fall in right behind it. Stay safe up there. Be careful with that fallen trees. That's dangerous stuff. Those things will catch you when you least expect it. Anyway, appreciate you checking in with us tonight. Kevin, stay safe. Thanks for being there. One last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, have I missed anyone for comments, or have I missed any check-ins, call W4DJW. All right, sounds like we're good. I'll be sure and stop back by again tomorrow night, where I'll be here. Check in with me again tomorrow night. We'd appreciate you stopping by and checking in. Stand by for my net report. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for checking in, we'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.